Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have you tune us in and turn us on. And yes, I am sounding a little bit better. And thank you for all your kind words and blessings and oh my gosh, so many healings that I've gotten. Thank you all for all of that. I think I'm on the tail end, just still a little nasal, but I think it just gives me a new sound, Benny, doesn't it? Like, gives me like a different sound.
It's a creative sound. Yes, we're looking for it. Yes, exactly.
It's almost like old school sci-fi, maybe. Like,
sure,
anybody
we can
know
go with that?
Anybody know who Vincent Price is? Oh my God, did I just date myself with that dude? Oh, think Thriller, the video, and the voice that comes on at the end. That's him. Welcome, everybody. We're talking about one of my favorite topics, but also I love that we're talking about it in the middle of Mercury in retrograde. Well, it's not in the middle. I guess it's at the beginning. But today, Carmen's joining me here, Carmen Turner Schrott is joining me here today because she's got a great look. The book, it's just so much to talk about. I'm just going to skip a bunch of breaks. Sun signs, houses, and healing. Build resilience and transform your life through astrology. Now, why is that the coolest thing to look at? Well, I'll give you a couple of examples as to why it's cool to look at. One is we think of astrology like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like you wake up and you get your horoscope. That's not the only part of astrology, everybody. And once upon a time, that's what I thought. And then I had my first chart done. And I remember way back a bunch of years ago. And the person that was doing it was an esoteric astrologer and looked at it and said, I want to tell you, your birth chart is kind of boring, but your returns are quite interesting. And so I just thought, okay, everybody else's birth chart is exciting, but really, you just told me it's boring? Well, she was like a triple Sagittarian like me. So of course she would be that
wow.
Direct. Right. So today, Carmen is joining us because we're not only going to talk about this book, but we're going to talk about what it is Carmen has done to integrate, I love it, psychology, Christian astrology, social work, the basic, when you put all that together, it is literally life's path work. That's what we're talking about. And what is it that she's going to shine the light on today? Carmen, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So look, I love that we're going to get to talk about this, but I'm always fascinated, especially after I read a book like this. And I think about, why would Carmen go in this direction? What is it about her and the fascination? And then I looked and I said, oh, she got touched by this at a very young age. Carmen, great to have you. I got to ask you this question. What was it that you can remember of the first time astrology popped into your consciousness? What were you thinking? Were you thinking like, what?
Sure. It all started when I was a senior in high school. I was 16 years old and I woke up one night and I saw a glowing ball of light in my doorway.
Wow.
And I couldn't explain it. At the time I was a little bit afraid because it was the unknown and I couldn't scream. I couldn't move. I just watched this thing and it was about the size of a softball, like glowing white, yellow, and it would just float in my doorway. And I remember the only thing I had control of was my mind. And I could say, please don't have it come out of my room. Please don't. And it never did. And then I happened to be able to yell for my mother after maybe an hour or so of laying there watching this thing. And she saw it too, which was validation for me, because even before then, I was very intuitive. I had experiences I couldn't explain. Let's just say that. But after that glowing ball light experience, that changed me. And for the first time, I went into a little bookstore in St. Louis called Mystic Valley. And I started looking for my sun sign, Virgo. And I found a little book about Virgo, which is my sign. And I bought my first astrology book and I was hooked. Everything I read, it validated my experiences and in a practical way. And I thought, wow, how is this working? How is this so accurate? And then I spent my life studying it, teaching it to myself, and started doing consultations when I was 19. You know, now I'm 46. I've been doing this a long time. I always wanted to be a psychologist or a social worker and a teacher. And so I majored in psychology, and I would do charts for fun for people and incorporate it in college. And then I became a licensed social worker. And I live astrology. It's like a part of when people get to know me, they know that I talk about it. I bring it into life in a practical way.
Yeah.
And to make it understandable to anyone, that anyone can learn the basics and they don't need to shy away from it. It is a technical thing to learn, but you can learn the basic psychological astrology, which is my love, my passion. And I like to teach it to everyone.
Yeah. And one of the things that I love about it is that you're kind of like me in a sense, is that we have this other training, or what is a better word for it? Training, education, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, in some of the social sciences. And so when you have this background in social sciences, psychology, sociology, whatever they are, and then you take the technical and the brilliance, you know, of looking at astrology from a very scientific, right, really cool place, you know, almost this, I had one of my friends said to me, you know, there's all the sacred geometry in astrology, right? And archetypes. And so when you start to look at things like that, and then you watch some of the psychologists like Jung and others that have come along, you could see how this is something that has been so intertwined. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, definitely. I love, Carl Jung's work, and the archetypes really are associated with the 12 signs of the zodiac, you know, the 12 archetypes that he talked about in his work. And then even, you know, religion and in the Bible, I've studied a lot about astrology in different religions. And, you know, the 12 sons of Jacob are represented the 12 signs and personalities of the zodiac. You know, even back to ancient cultures, the signs were on money. They're in churches all over Europe. You can find hidden astrology symbolism in the book of Revelation, you know, all throughout the Bible. And so I've just always been fascinated by that. And it really validated me, you know, being raised a Christian. I consider myself a Christian mystic. I'm very open-minded to other religions, Buddhism, and everything. I've always loved studying different cultures and religions. And that was my minor, was religion and philosophy. So I learned a lot about bringing that together. And I traveled Europe because I lived in Germany twice. My husband was in the Air Force. So we traveled a lot. And I would go into churches and see, I'm like, those are the fixed signs of the zodiac on the ceiling of the church, you know, and started seeing these symbols throughout Europe. And it's just a part of culture and a part of our psychology. I just love it. And it's a personality tool. In my job, as you know, when we do team building, you know, we do the four lenses and true colors, personality, the Myers-Briggs, you know, all of these cool things. And I'm like, astrology is just even more accurate than this. Like, this is the four elements that they're talking about, you know, orange, blue, gold, and green. And I'm kind of working on a book now to incorporate some of that stuff. And that's one of my new ideas I'm working on, but it's just part of, it's part of our personality. It's part of our deeper who we really are. Just like, you know, why are twins different? Twins can have, have different charts, different personalities, even though they're born the same day and year. And so I love it. I love making it practical and using it as a tool for self-awareness and focusing on the positive personality traits that people have, you know, looking at, you know, these are your strengths, these are your gifts, and these are some maybe careers and things that you could do that would help you with self-care or to be happy, you know, or to have healthy relationships. And I really use it to help people learn more about themselves and others, because it helped me so much in my own life.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this is I so loved when I started to crack open, you know, the book and crack open some of your messages and just start to read it, is I loved that you came out of the gate, Carmen, with not just an introduction, but you really made it a point to remind us of self-care. And also, and I it was like I had to go back over and I read it again. And the reason I read it again is because I love that you put it in there, because very rarely do you find like a dialogue in a book and content in a book like this, where somebody is saying, wait a minute. This is where we have to start, right? Yes. And then I love this line, because this, I think, is one of the largest mistakes we make in our fields. This line: the reason self-care techniques do not work the same for everyone is because of the unique way the elements in our birth chart affect our ability to react to stress, heal, relax, and recharge. You know, doesn't that sound like so commonsensical? But anybody you find, like, yeah, they pull these things off the shelf. You know, in my corporate career in HR, I never understood how they can come in and give everybody the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a, in the field I'm in, I work with trauma survivors for the past 25 years. Most of my work has been with victims of sexual assault.
Yeah. Wow.
Trauma. And I work with other, you know, I oversee folks that are doing a victim advocacy work. And so I train them, I mentor them, I help them. And one of the things I always do with them when we have team buildings is self-care. And the thing I started realizing is that some people cannot sit and meditate and breathe and quiet their mind because they're a fire sign, they're active. They need to be doing physical things like walking, exercise, driving in their car, traveling, playing games, you know, doing that movement. It's hard for them to sit and really meditate like a water sign would, or, you know, write and journal like, you know, the water and earth signs can. So, and I kind of was going that route with the book, and, you know, and it was tweaked and edited a little bit, but I had a little bit more in there about it. But I wanted to give self-care prompts, you know, what are you going to do to self-care? And because it's something that, as healers and helpers in the helping professions, we don't take care of ourselves.
No.
And it's amazing to me. I just took a leadership course through Washington University here in St. Louis. And we met like these amazing leaders in the community that were like, you know, CEOs of, you know, United Way, all of these people. And we got to ask them about, you know, what's it like, you know, what are your tips for being a good leader? What are your tips for handling conflict? And I asked every single one of them the same question. How do you self-care? How do you make time? Because they're so busy and they're always doing something and always achieving, you know, working, always working.
Yeah.
And they said to me, they don't. They said, I don't take good care of myself. And I was shocked. They're like, my daughter reminds me that I need to take vacation or leave. And they all admitted, I'm not good at self-care. So it is something that is a need that we all need to focus on. What can we do for ourselves? Because no one's going to do it for you. You have to take care of you, because I love the saying, you can't fill from an empty cup. You know, you got to have your cup full, and then you can give and go, right? Energy wise. But if you're drained and burned out and depleted, you can't help other people in the way they need it.
Yeah, I love this. As a matter of fact, for those of you just tuning in, I just want you to be aware that very special guest today, but I love this book for a lot of reasons. You know, Carmen Turner Schatz joining me here today. Sun signs, houses, and healing. Build resilience and transform your life. Now, a lot of people, at least where I come from, I call this esoteric astrology in a sense, because what it's doing is it's talking about pathways, it's talking about choices, and it's talking about the interaction of things. And I love what you talked about. You're a Christian mystic. So was Emma Curtis Hopkins, right? Which many people don't even know who she is. But you see, by combining this, these are ancient wisdoms and knowledge, right? So your approach to this goes like way back, like thousands of back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why do we see all these glyphs in Egypt about what we're about to talk about today? Mesopotamia, why do we see, before we could like speak it, this language?
Yes.
But this book is so fascinating. What was the underpinnings around why you wrote this book in this way? Because it's different than a lot of like pick up your astrology book, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Well, I'll be honest. What started my search for this was I actually wrote a book about the 8th and 12th astrological houses. That is where a lot of my research was about the 8th house, which is the house of death, rebirth, transformation, healing, growth, very karmic house. A lot of learning comes when you have planets in that house. And I have a lot of planets in the 8th house and the 12th house. So that was my passion, learning more about 12th house people, 8th house people. And a lot of my Facebook groups, I have our astrology groups about the 12th house, 8th house. And my clients, a lot of people that find me are seeking me out, because that's what a lot of my videos and education has been about, was overcoming and mastering those two houses, because it's a lot of life lessons, a lot of loss, grief, but also spiritual gifts, psychic abilities, ability to heal others and yourself. And people don't always understand why they're the way they are. And when I do their chart, a lot of people have 12th and 8th house planets that are interested in these things, right? In astrology, in healing, in metaphysics and religion. And so I wrote a book about how people with 12th and 8th house planets can heal. And my first actual submission to the publisher was a book about the 8th and 12th houses. And they kind of came back and said, it's kind of too narrow, for a publishing company to really go. So I self-published my eighth house book myself. It's called The Mysteries of the Eighth Astrological House, Phoenix Rising, the Phoenix, resurrection. And that book has sold well, but it's self-published. I just put it out there myself. And that's how people got to know me. And then, of course, I have a 12th house book called The Mysteries of the 12th House Fallen Angels that I just published with John Hunt, and it's coming out in this August. And I've always had articles and everything about it. But that is where my research has been.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I didn't know much about that. And then I was reading through your book as well. But one of the things I was fascinated about was, and by the way, that was the only person I worked with that ever said my birth chart was boring.
I want to see it.
I'll share my screen during the break. How does that sound? I'll probably drive Jacob crazy in that. But when I think about what you're talking about, we're going to get into this, because your book is also about healing and resilience.
Yes.
Now, you can learn a lot about astrology, but where are you when it comes to your ability to not just heal like from a cold, but I mean wounded healing, traumatic healing. Yes. And people are thinking, well, that hasn't happened to me. Anybody that has just gone through COVID,
yes,
there's some healing that needs to go on.
Yes.
For that.
It was traumatic.
Yeah. It was traumatic. And we don't even want to talk about it. I have some friends right now that are just, they don't even know what to make of it.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about, this approach to looking at sun signs. What does it mean to look at a sun sign and healing? Mm-hmm. And what happens to that sun sign when you look at it in your birth chart? Because Carmen, you do a beautiful job in saying, this is astrology in your birth chart. So you come right out of the gate. Tell us how the birth chart works relative to why people then want to get something like a solar return, which is, I guess it's a look ahead. Yeah. Can you help us understand that?
Sure, sure. So there's many different types of charts. So your birth chart, natal chart, is your main personality. It's your energy. You know, it's really all about energy, and it shows your emotional nature, your main personality, your career, how you are in relationships, how you are as a parent, how you overcome trauma, how you are with money, you know, how your health is. You know, we can see all of that in your natal chart, and once you have that done, then what we do is we expand out and we look at your solar return chart, which is your birthday chart. So it's like your one year chart. And we can see, okay, this next year, these are the energies coming your way. These are some ways you may feel. You may experience some things with your career, depending on what planets are in those houses, right, of the solar return chart. You can really get kind of a snapshot of what is this year going to look like for me, right? And then we also I always want to look at someone's transit chart, which that shows me what is happening in each area of your life, which are the 12 houses. And each of those 12 houses rules certain things: career, health, relationships, marriage, spirituality, money, home and family, right? So we look and see what major transits are happening in your birth chart. And it's kind of like your birth chart's in the center, and then there's a wheel on the outside of it that it's like, it's all images, pictures. And you can see, okay, someone has Pluto getting ready to go into their fourth house. That is a big thing, because that means that it's a planet of change, transformation, death and rebirth, and growth and healing. So whenever I've had Pluto transit my fourth house, I've been through that. I lost my grandmother. She passed away during that time. Wow. And there's certain major life things that you can predict. Moving, you know, I always see people tend to move. I moved twice during that transit of Pluto through my fourth house, because it lasts many years. And so, and then Uranus, you know, those outer planets mess with you for many years in each of those areas of life. And it's years of learning and experience until they move into the next area of life, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has a different learning and lessons based on their transit chart. And it's all based on your birth chart. So the time of birth is so important, because if you don't know your exact time, it can change everything. It changes what houses the planets are in. You know, and when I have so many people come to me and ask me, Carmen, I don't know my time. Can you figure out my chart? And what I've been able to do is, if I can see someone in person and meet them, or see a picture or photo of them, the physical appearance and how someone acts when you first meet them, your first instinct and perception about someone, you know, that's typically the rising sign. And it can fool you, because the rising sign may not have the sun sign and moon in the rising, and how you see them is not how they really are. They're very different. But if their rising is the same as their sun sign, what you see is what you get. That person is very similar to how you first meet them and judge them to be. So it's really cool. And I can narrow down by their face, or, you know, facial looks, asking them some questions, you know, about how people perceive them, how they feel in an environment, how they relate to stress. And I've been able to get a pretty accurate chart for people based on that 2-hour window of trying to get that right rising sign to get an accurate chart for someone that doesn't know their time. But the time is so important. And,
oh my God, it is. And, you know, you're absolutely right about the time, because I remember getting a chart done where whoever did the chart had my time off.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And then also on the return chart, didn't account for the fact that I was now in Seattle. But even the difference between 2:50 p.m. and 11:50 p.m. made a difference. We're going to take a short break, Benny, everybody out there. When we come back, do you have questions about your chart? Do you have questions about astrology for Carmen? If you do, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Make sure you give Benny your birth date and where you were born. Just give Benny some information on that. Or if you have a general question, let us know. When we come back, how do we learn about what the signs are trying to tell us and how each sun sign can heal? Maybe strengths, maybe weaknesses. They're all in this book. Yeah. But the end game, this is the end game, is resilience. Yes. It's great to maybe you're thinking about, what am I going to do with Uranus? But I will tell you, anytime Uranus was in my chart and where it was, I could pinpoint it, especially when it was in my career, when it was in the house of careers.
Yes.
Losing a job after 24 and a half years out of nowhere, yes. that's that planet. That's what that thing is doing.
It blindsides you.
That's like, girl, you are not going in the direction I need you to go. Let's get you there.
Yes.
Carmen, how do people get a copy of the book? How they find out about you? We're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back.
Okay.
So what's your website and how do we get your fantastic book?
My website is www.8and12houses.com. And then you can get a copy of Sun Signs, Houses, and Healing on Amazon.com, LittleWellum.com, Barnes & Noble. If you Google the title, it'll pop up on several sites. You can order it. And it's live now. It's not pre-order anymore. So it's out there.
Yes, exactly. So don't be afraid. Okay. Like if somebody hands you a transit chart that says, hello, transiting Pluto and semi-sextile with natal Venus, or maybe it says transiting Neptune in quintile with natal Mars, or then maybe it says something like some kind of square with natal Uranus. And then they just come on and they got squares and sextiles and quartiles and a bunch of this stuff. And then you look in the end and Uranus comes up, especially if your ruling planet is mine, Jupiter. And it says transiting Jupiter in trine with natal Uranus, January 27th to February 13th. What was going on with me then? But this is a mystery, except if you're Carmen. I can't tell you how many of these trans and Uranus stuff is like in this chart. It just made my head explode. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences, one-on-one coaching, to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And actually, if you are listening, oh my God, if you were listening to KKNW stream, you got a glimpse of my birth chart. I have to spend more time with Carmen just to talk with her a little bit more, especially about my solar return. Because while I love and am fascinated by all of this, I am a student. And what I mean by being a student, you know, I am somebody that learns every day. Every day. Now, Carmen, before we go to Renee, I think we've got some information we're waiting to hear from Renee. Again, tell us how we find out about you. How do we schedule time with you? How do we get a copy of the book? And then we're going to bring on Renee.
Sure. So if you want to contact me, you can contact me through my website. It's www.8and12houses.com. You can find my book on Llewellyn's website, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and it's called Sun Signs, Houses, and Healing, Build Resilience and Transform Your Life Through Astrology. You can also email, I'm also on Facebook under Carmen Turner Schott, author, and also I have a Facebook page called Deep Soul Divers Astrology, and you can find me through there.
I love that group. I love that girl. I actually love them all. And I have to say that, you know, I love your book because you're writing the book. You and I are both high school seniors at age 16 people.
Yes.
So we hit our senior year at 16, right? Yeah. I didn't know I'd be homeless by the time I was 17, but something about that youngness of high school senior. I finished high school and I thought, am I supposed to go back to school now? And then no, the answer was no. but we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to talk about it through Renee, through you. And that's how you get to meet Carmen in the book. Carmen, why don't we bring on Renee?
Sure.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Dr. Pyatt. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how can we help you? Happy Friday.
Well, I've been going through a Pluto transit, I think, on my ascendant, and I'm just wondering that means.
Oh, yes. What does that mean?
That is powerful. Pluto on the ascendant, you will have probably a complete change in your emotional nature, your identity, your physical appearance, your relationships. Every part of who you are is going to transform and change. And it can be very intense and uncomfortable at times, because whenever Pluto or any planet transits the 12th house, and that's kind of where it's sitting right there on your 12th house, getting ready to be in the first house, it sounds like it brings up all kinds of things that we have not healed. So anything from childhood, anything from the past will come up into consciousness to be reflected on and healed and then released. And so I've had many friends that have been through the Pluto 12th house transit and right on their ascendant. But the good news is you've been through the most difficult part of that transit through the 12th house. Now that it's on your first house, it's getting ready to go into your house of identity and your how you show the world. And so you are going to feel a lot better once it moves into the first house. You're going to feel happier, like an emotional weight is lifted off, because it's a very heavy transit.
Isn't it there now? I think because my Pluto's in Capricorn. My ascendant's in Capricorn. So isn't Pluto already in Capricorn?
Well, I'm talking about the first house. So it's sitting on your ascendant.
Oh, okay.
Did you go through a lot the past several years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Too.
Yeah, physically, yes. Health, appearance, your body. Sometimes there's surgeries. Sometimes there's near-death experiences. So, you know, there's all these things that happen, and you've been through the hardest part. The good news is it's in the first house, right there, getting ready to be in there, and it's going to be in there for many, many years. So you're probably going to completely change how you talk to people. You're probably going to be more assertive, more, you know, blunt, more vocal about what you feel and what you believe about things than you maybe were before.
I like that.
Yes. And it's a good time to transform yourself. Like if you know, a lot of people want to change their hair, change their hair color. You know, they lose a lot of weight or they start working out, you know, they get very into physical fitness when there's a Pluto first house transit. You know, they get really into taking care of their body and their mind and being all about you. So if you've sacrificed yourself for other people, Pluto in the first house is going to make you focus on yourself. And you're meant to. You're meant to say, how does this benefit my life? What do I really want? And you're going to have these deep transformations about what you really want and focusing on you instead of everyone else.
That's wonderful. That's really timing, really good timing. Yes.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it? To really have that kind of understanding.
It's wonderful.
Of things,
are you still
right?
Reading?
I do astrology consultations. I do. And if you contact me, also my email is carmentshott@gmail.com. You can contact me there through my website. It's www.8and12houses.com. And I have a contact page there on my website. You can email me. It'll come right to my Gmail and I can write you right back.
Yeah. I think it's really important because, you know, one of the things, Renee, that I was talking with Carmen about was, you know, I've got my charts done. I have a brief understanding, but there's actually way lots of information for me to take in. And, you know, whenever you read something like I was reading this morning, one of my transits, transiting Saturn in sextile with native Venus. And then the punchline underneath it is the planetary energies flow together, open it to new possibilities, new connections. You see, this is the kind of thing, if you take it independently, it's one item. But there's so many other things that go on with that, right? And so Carmen will be able to help more with the multi-layer aspect of things. Does that make sense? Now, I know today is the 6th. And I know when I looked at this deal for today, it was like transit Chiron and semi-square with natal Jupiter. And then I read something different. The planetary energies conflict in determining subtle tensions. Calmness is required. I had a situation this morning out of nowhere that was exactly that. And it took calmness for me to reconcile it.
Yeah.
But it's chilling sometimes. So, Renee, I hope you connect with Carmen.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Renee.
You bet.
For those of you out there, we are taking calls. If you'd like, 1-800-930-2819. Please say hi to Benny and give him some information. When I read that, I didn't read it till like 2 minutes ago. So it's after the fact. The scenario this morning was like sitting on a keg of dynamite.
Oh.
And you could see it had to do with Mercury in retrograde, misunderstanding. I mean, it was just so many layers to it. But had I reacted any other way but calm, courteous, constructive, it wouldn't have been resolved. And see, these are the underpinnings, or how should we talk about it? These are the dynamic energy natures of these. Can you talk about that? Because sometimes you'll read, oh, this is going to happen and it's opportunities and connections. Oh, but wait a minute, exactly like on this date, that's going to happen. And then it happens. It's like eerie.
Yes.
Eerie.
So part of my research with astrology, I've also researched a lot about the Akashic records that Edgar Cayce, I've studied a lot of his work that he did. And astrology is all throughout his readings. And what I realize is that what is in our soul record is in our chart. And there's certain things which our chart triggers. The transits trigger different lessons and things that we have to learn that are destined to happen. There's some things in our life that happen because they're meant to. And that's good things, bad things, traumatic things. Some people lose parents at a young age. Some people, you know, why? People always ask, why is this happening to me? There's a reason for it, because it's all about your learning and growth. And your natal chart is the map of your soul. It's the blueprint of why your soul came to earth and what it's here to master. And you can't escape why you're here. You will be either forced into it, blindsided to get there, or you can start understanding your chart and your lessons and the things you need to learn and work towards that and start mastering those energies. It's all the energies. So, you know, when we look at why we're here, we look at the North Node and the South Node, because that is your soul mission this lifetime, is where that North Node is. And what sign it's in, you're supposed to master that, those sign traits, what house it's in, that's where you're going to shine. And that is, and if I had to tell anyone the most important thing in their chart, it is their node. And
okay,
and that all of the transits and everything that happens to us is happening to force us into that North Node, to get us doing what our soul wanted to come here to do and what we made an agreement to come here to do. And it's energy. The energy in our soul record, which represents our past lifetimes, all of these energies, it mirrors your natal chart. It's amazing when I do an Akashic Records consult for people and I haven't seen their chart, everything that I'm shown and see, the images that, and what I write down, when I look at their chart, it is their chart. It is one and the same. They're connected. And one of the most important things in our life that gets us into our soul mission is looking at the Saturn return. When the planet Saturn returns, it happens to everyone on Earth, even if they don't believe in astrology, it happens. And they're like, wow, that's so weird. Cause yeah, that happened to me, but I don't know astrology. I'm like, well, you were in your Saturn return, because the first Saturn return happens at age 27 to 30. Before that time, we are living in the past. We are living in the traits of our South Node. We are where we're comfortable, we're where we feel safe, and we're used to being that way, right? I'm a South Node Taurus. I'm all about being a Taurus, comfortable, cozy. I don't like change. I'm meant to be a North Node Scorpio. And I could feel that my whole life. I would have to go through these really intense things. And that first Saturn return is the first time I ever felt my North Node and Scorpio pull. And it was painful. And, you know, during that Saturn return, the first one between 27 and 30, if you start asking your friends and family and look at what happened to your own life, many people get married during that time. They have children, they have babies, they divorce, they change careers, they graduate from college, they have a health crisis, they lose a parent, they move. There's all of these major life changes that happen. And that those things are meant to happen because that's the first time we start getting pushed into our North Node. Which is in our birth chart. Then our whole life, if I catch people early enough before their Saturn return, I'll tell them these are the things you need to focus on. And then the Saturn return won't be as difficult for you. And it won't be as challenging because you're going to focus on these areas. If I catch people after, they're usually just validate what I tell them. Oh yeah, that happened. And man, that was really hard, but it made me stronger.
Yeah.
And it made me more resilient. And I realize I can overcome anything after going through those things. And then when people get age 57 to 60, you have your second Saturn return. And that is when, by the time I do a chart for someone that is 62, they are in their node doing their soul mission. Every single person I have done a charts for that are 62 and up, they're like, oh yeah, all those things happen. And I am a Pisces North Node and I'm doing this. And this is my mission. They're in it. We get there no matter what. We either can work towards it and do it on our own and learn and be a student and try to get there, Or we can just, you know, let these things that are meant to be happen, these transits, these energies, because they're going to get you there no matter what. Don't worry. You will master your North Node. You will get there because everyone's here for a purpose. And that is the most important thing in our natal chart is that node.
And, you know, for people, it's a little confusing when they look at their charts. Let's talk about it for those of you out there and you're thinking, how do I find my North Node? Right. We're talking birth chart at the moment, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so if they took a look at their chart, like you were looking at my chart during the break,
yes.
My birth chart, actually.
Yes.
And we looked at that North Node, and a lot of time people think North Node and they look up, right?
Yeah. 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 The North Node, it's based on the calculation of the moon. So I don't want to get into the math.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to make it simple.
Yes.
You go to astro.com and you can get a free chart on astro.com. Okay. And what you need to know is your date of birth, month, day, and year, your exact time of birth, AM or PM, and your city, state, country of birth. If you go on there, you can select a free natal calculation. Natal chart calculation, you can calculate your natal chart. And when you look in there, you can select different things you want to have included, like Chiron, the nodes and everything. Now, when that wheel, it's going to be a wheel that pulls up with 12 houses, which are areas of life. And it's kind of like in the center of that wheel is Earth. So when you're born, this is where all the signs, planets were in the constellations in the sky when you were born. And it's put onto paper. It's like a picture of the map of your soul. And the North Node looks like a horseshoe, okay, with these two little circles. And the South Node is an upside down horseshoe, like you're playing, you know, the horseshoes. So the South Node is the upside down with the two little circles on top. The North Node has the ring at the top with on the bottom. That, looking at what sign it's in what house, what area of life, that will show you, okay, I'm Virgo or I'm Pisces in the 10th house and I'm a South Node, Virgo. So I need to release the past traits of Virgo and become more of a Pisces. You know, for me, I have to release being a Taurus and allowing change into my life and allowing transformation and rebirths throughout my life that are difficult. But I'm meant to be a Scorpio. And so everything about Scorpio, I would recommend read about your North Node sign. Really read all about the North Node sign because it's so important. Your sun sign's important. Your moon sign's important. That's all things you already know about yourself. You're like, yeah, that's me. Emotionally, I'm that way. You know, it's going to validate you because it's a science. It's energy. It's accurate. But the node is something we're not comfortable with because it's new. And
yeah.
We are not there yet. And our whole life is moving us and our experiences are moving us into that area, that node. And we're it's our destiny to do it. I'm just now finally, I could say, in my node, doing what I meant to do. And years ago, I thought I'm never going to ever get a book published. I'm never going to write. And my North Node is in the third house of publishing, writing, communication. And it's in Scorpio. So I knew I meant to write about healing. And I meant to write powerful words to help people. And I meant to do it. And I finally... the timing was finally right. I mean, and it all worked out, but it took me many years. I'm 46 years old. So it took many years to get there. But I knew if my chart is right, I meant to write. And so I've always tried to focus on writing. And that's what I did.
It's fascinating. I think when you looked at my chart, I wasn't even paying attention to it, but I think it showed up in 24 degrees Pisces, 3 degrees retrograde, something. And that was what in my 5th house, I guess it was. I never looked at it before. I've never looked at it before. I mean, it's clear as day, right? But that I looked at that's wrong. That's my South Node. But the North Node, when you looked at it is, and it's tricky, you got to get the thing right.
Yeah.
My North Node is in the 11th house, right?
Yes.
And that is 24 degrees Pisces and then something retrograde. So I don't even know what that is. 3 degrees something. But that's fascinating that it's in that 11th house. And I never paid attention to that. Mm-hmm. But when you started to tell me what the 11th house is about, and where I am today, it's intriguing, right?
Yes. You are meant to reach large groups of people, and you do through what you do with the radio and your podcast. I mean, it's humanitarian causes and efforts. It's innovation. It's technology. Anything with technology, Zoom, everything. This is what you're meant to be doing.
Yeah, we're launching new technology on the 4th of July. I have to look that date up, though. But we are. Well,
you're meant to do that. You're meant to focus on spiritual topics, talking to people about mystical, spiritual things, which is Pisces, artistic things, creative things, humanitarian efforts, which is always about helping large groups of people, reaching the masses, you know, is the 11th house. It's the house of friendship. It's the house of groups. So working with groups of people, that is also where you're focused.
Yeah. And I love the way you've done the book, because for those of you out there, when you get a copy of the book, you're going to see what Carmen does is she'll actually take us through, and she'll go, for example, Aries and the first house, and you'll be able to read. I'm giving you an example from the book, and you'll be able to read a bit about it, right? Which will give you a little bit of an understanding. But to truly understand the dynamic, Carmen, that you and I are talking about now, you've got to put yourself in front of somebody that can help you interpret this.
That's right.
Right. And that's important, because I took a minute to look at my birth chart and then my solar return. And then I put it over here because I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And so I would love to be able to hear what your perspective is on it. But you did such a beautiful job about writing about this in ways that average person can understand.
Thank you. That's my goal. That's what the third house is all about. Is I have a lot of astrology friends, and when they write, it's so technical.
Yeah.
Anyone would put the book down because it's too hard unless you're an astrologer, you know, and you really, you know, it's not, people are going to have a hard time, especially if they don't fully believe in it. Right. So my goal is the third house is all about basic education, basic knowledge. Making knowledge, high level knowledge, understandable on a very basic level. See, I have the South Node in the ninth house in Taurus. I've already studied and spent my life studying all these things and learning these things, but I'm meant now to teach everyone about these things I love on a basic, practical level.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing with my North Node in Scorpio in the third house.
Wow.
Now. I'm writing to make it where it's fun and practical.
And I love it.
Sense. It makes sense, you know?
It does. And what I love is about the way you've laid this out. Carmen, I got to thank you for coming here today. There's so much that you've really laid out here for people to understand. Again, how do we get a copy of the book? How do they schedule time with you? Please give out some information. And thank you for joining us here today.
Sure. Sun Signs, Houses and Healing, you can get on Amazon.com, Llewellyn.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. If you Google Sun Signs, Houses and Healing, or you Google Carmen Turner Schott, my books will come up on Amazon. You can also find my website, which is www.8andthenumber12houses.com. And I'm on Facebook under Carmen Turner Schott Author. And Deep Soul Divers Astrology. I have a Facebook page on Facebook as well.
I love it. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Yes. I want everyone to know that you can utilize your personality traits to find your strength and to overcome any type of trauma, loss, or challenge in your life. There's always a positive inner strength that you have, no matter how hard of an experience you go through, that you can survive and you can become resilient, which resilient means the ability to overcome hardship, the ability that, you know, something can bend, but it doesn't break. And that's the human spirit to me, is that the human spirit cannot be broken. It can be bent. It can be challenged. We can feel depressed. We can have times where we don't know how we're going to move forward, but knowing your basic sun sign traits and strengths, you can utilize those to overcome anything. Yeah. And it just takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of applying what we know and doing those things like self-care. and taking care of ourselves, learning to tell people no when we're when we've been overwhelmed and we need some alone time to recover and reflect. A lot of people that are in the spiritual fields, you know, in the helping professions, they're givers, they're caretakers, and they give, but they're not good at taking care of their own self and their own life. And no one's going to take care of you if you don't.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.